Weyburn, before there was Google, there was Sharon. Last Friday, I was a guest in the home of some family friends in Saskatoon. The gentleman of the home showed me around and pointed out many pieces of furniture he had created from wood, intricately detailed, beautiful works of art. One was a frame that surrounded a lovely picture of my friend, Sharon, who was his sister-in-law. My heart felt love and sorrow, looking at this beautiful photo of Sharon, who passed away a few years ago. Facebook has this thing called memories that come up daily, and I smile each time I see a comment from Sharon on one of my posts. She was wise, insightful, experienced, well-traveled, artistic, articulate, and a genuine, loving person. Although never married, and having no children, she knew about teaching children, cultivating relationships and family dynamics. And she knew how to do stuff. I often have a question or a query, and I think to myself, Sharon would know. She had a natural wisdom that was made greater by her curiosity and desire to learn and grow and share. How often do you reach out to the internet for an answer and are confused by conflicting reports and opinions? The options for answers is often frustrating, and any information you do find needs to be fact-checked. Natural wisdom is something that is lacking these days, as information is too readily available with a quick search. Let's step away from technology and seek answers from those around us who are naturally wise and willing to share. Ask your grandmas, your bubbas, your elders. Develop those meaningful relationships through the sharing of information. Find your Sharon. She will know.